WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. The main hospital in Gaza City is under siege. Israeli troops surround it, calling it a Hamas stronghold. CBS's Deborah Pata says it's a dilemma for civilians inside.
It requires special equipment in order to get them out. And where will they go if they do manage to get out? There are hardly any ambulances that are functioning, and there are hardly any other hospitals that are functioning.
First up for the defense in the Trump civil fraud trial in New York, Donald Trump Jr. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What he does is say, not it. We weren't key to these transactions. We relied on the accountants and the lawyers.
California officials dealing with the aftermath of a fire that shut down a section of the busy Santa Monica Freeway.
This is our litmus test. Did we reach everyone and convince them that they need to plan ahead and plan alternate routes?
The cause of that fire that damaged support pillars is under investigation. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Some local programs say they'll have to close. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March, so this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Work on a helipad in the town of Lake Holcomb has been completed to help serve rural residents of Chippewa County and Rusk County. Work on the helipad began in June, and officials say it will help supply medical care to rural areas in the region twice as fast. The land where the helipad sits has been entered into a 99-year lease with Cornell and Sheldon, and the helipad can't be used for anything other than first responder landings. Officials say the helipad is now fully functional. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper safety when driving ATVs and UTVs during hunting season. The DNR is reminding residents to always buckle up and wear a helmet for safety, and no one can have a gun, bow, or crossbow on an ATV or UTV unless the gun is unloaded or is a handgun, the bow doesn't have an arrow knocked, and the crossbow is not cocked or loaded. It's also illegal to shoot from a moving or stationary ATV or UTV. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. Try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 60, though, for a high tomorrow. On Wednesday, sunshine, 57. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.